The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. No, Gogo. Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm in Nashville with my friend Victoria Jackson. I call you Vicky. I don't know where did I get that from talking to
my husband,
it had to be. He called you Vicky, so
you
I said
you look like you're on a yacht today.
Well, I feel like I'm on a yacht.
Navy blue.
In my mind.
Gold buttons, white pants.
I don't know. It's all
a
I had that was clean.
Do you blow your nose in that, or is that for
I could. Fashion? I could if necessary. If I had a cold, perhaps I would.
Would you give it to a lady if she needed it?
I could, sure. A lady. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to my friend Victoria Jackson. Vicky, most people know you from Saturday Night Live, but you've done so many other things, movies, blah, blah, blah. You have a book out. Anytime I have an excuse to talk to you, we don't need a subject because it's just fun to talk.
Yeah.
And also it's fun to talk in person. We could do it on the phone, but it's way more fun in person, generally speaking. And now the book that you're holding here, we've talked about this on the air before,
yes.
But it's your new book. You dealt with breast cancer.
Yes, you want to see me bald?
And you wrote a book. Well, I have seen you bald in person,
like,
but there's a picture.
I look like Christopher Hitchens when I'm bald.
That's incredible. What an uncanny
likeness.
Hey, last
night, everybody, when I was having dinner with Eric and some people,
yeah,
I learned what the deep state is. I've heard it. I kind of thought I knew what it meant, but now I really know what it means.
It's interesting because we did have dinner last night, and it was just a fun, rambling conversation, as you'd expect. But, I think sometimes what the media does really poorly is they throw these terms around, and they all know what they're talking about, and they assume that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But nobody really breaks it down. Maybe
right.
We should do that now for my audience.
Well, like, I was a beginner in politics when I was 45, and I didn't know that the GOP meant grand old party. I didn't know GOP was Republicans.
It does?
Nobody tells you that.
And what?
Nobody told me that in high school.
GOP means
college.
Grand old party. But listen, it's part of my joy. I think that it's kind of God's anointing on my life. I like to teach. It gives me joy to communicate these things to people. And so some people go, I knew that. But there are many people who say, I didn't know that, and I'm glad I do now.
Tell everyone what the deep state is.
Okay, well, first of all, let's go back to grand old party. You hear GOP, 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 the GOP party. That's the Republican Party. But what does GOP mean? And it simply means grand old party. Where that came from, I don't know. But that's what it means, the grand old party, the GOP, the GOP establishment. But that's not the kind of thing you're going to hear somebody explain on TV typically. That's why we're explaining it here. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Okay.
What does the deep state mean?
Now we're going to talk about what is the deep state. Well, again, I'm sure a lot of my listeners know this as well or much better than I do, but it's an interesting concept. When we hear about the deep state, I mean, this has been this new, you know, buzzword in the last 6 or 8 months or maybe before that, but not much. And what it really means is that the federal government has grown so dramatically over the decades. It's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's never gotten smaller. And so you have more and more bureaucrats, more and more federal agencies. None of this, you know, was mandated by the Constitution. Okay. We didn't have a Department of Education in 1820.
And keyword, none of them were elected.
Well, that's okay. And I was coming to that is that when the government grows like that, you have more and more bureaucrats who they come and go. The administrations just, you know, rubber stamp them. In other words, the Department of Education, let's say, right? I think wasn't it Nixon who started that? You know, there was no Department of Education. Suddenly there's this federal Department of Education, and it's staffed with tons and tons of bureaucrats, and they don't go when Nixon leaves office or when Ford leaves office. When Carter comes in, they stay. And when Carter leaves and Reagan comes in, they stay. They become like permanent employees of the federal government. So our taxes go up, the state grows, and the bureaucrats end up having a lot of power because they're there over the decades. They don't get voted in and voted out. Now, theoretically, when you have a new administration, the new administration can, you know, fire some people and hire some people. But the reality is that it's so big and so deep that that doesn't really happen.
But I wouldn't care if they were all conservatives, but they seem to be all liberals.
Okay.
I wouldn't care if conservatives stayed in their jobs.
Well, no, but you should. But you should care because the whole thing's unconstitutional.
But why do they all hear Star Parker?
There's celebrities walking in and out of here. It's unbelievable.
Star is here.
It just doesn't stop. So basically,
maybe she can explain it.
Well, excuse me. We're going to have her on a whole separate program.
Okay,
Vicky. No. Am I boring you? Do you need Star Parker to be part?
No, I just thought
this is like Merv Griffin having his guests start talk to each other, and he's like, "What am I, chopped liver?"
No, I thought that Star trumps me.
You know what I've noticed? I've noticed I have friends like you that keep putting themselves down, like, "Oh, Star trumps me." No, you're my guest. You're my guest. Nobody trumps you. There is nobody here except you and me, and that's by my choice.
And you told me that the deep state includes the FBI and the CIA. Now, I met a guy in the FBI on an airplane. It was the coolest experience. I talked to him for 3 hours, and he told me...
Did he talk to you for 3 hours?
Yes.
Oh.
We both talked.
Good.
Equally.
Okay.
And he told me that, and he shall remain nameless... that there's a lot of corruption in the FBI and a lot of liberals. And this was in the Obama administration. And how do you feel about that?
What part of that? I guess let me say this. The issue is not whether they're liberals or conservatives. You and I are conservatives. But the issue is when you have a federal bureaucracy... it's bad no matter what. The people are supposed to elect their leaders. And when you have a federal bureaucracy that never goes away, no matter who is elected or not elected or thrown out of office or put in office, it's just unconstitutional. And so it just so happens that most of that federal bureaucracy tends to be more liberal. And so, consequently, you have the situation where when you get somebody in like a Donald Trump, they tend to be, how shall we say, against him. And so you have this bizarre situation of this deep state kind of undermining the man who was elected. It's sort of, but again, if it was conservatives doing that to Obama, I would object on constitutional grounds. In other words, whoever is elected, even if I don't like what they're doing, they have been elected by the people. The people get to choose, not the federal government.
So how
not
do we get rid of the deep state?
Well, I think it's called draining the swamp, and I think this is theoretically what Donald Trump has set out to do. Now, if he's going to really do it or not, I have to say, I am encouraged by what I see.
Me too.
But I don't know, where it's going to go, how it's going to go. But I think draining the swamp means getting rid of a lot of these.
Hey, Eric, think you should write a book about draining the swamp.
I'm going to write a children's book called Donald Drains the Swamp. Actually, no kidding. It's not available for sale yet, but I've written it, and my friend Tim Raglan, he and I wrote it together, really, and he illustrated it. And it's called Donald Drains the Swamp. And it's very funny and very sweet. But I'm not here to plug my book. I'm here
but
to plug
I
your
book.
I want
to tell everyone the cover is adorable. And I'm a very big stickler about children's books that have bad art. I love children's books with good art because the parents have to look at
exactly,
it every night.
Exactly. Okay, so we are we're just about out of time in this segment, but we're going to do a full hour with Victoria Jackson. So, Vicky, you don't go away. I won't go away. Folks, let me remind you that we have a website for this program. It's metaxastalk.com. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. If you want to watch this show on video, it's Metaxas Super. Every month, if you pay $5.99 per month, you get to watch this on video. Now, right now, I'm not on video, but if you could see this, you could see the Victoria Jackson is dancing beside me. But all of our shows, when we're not in Nashville, are on video. And I want to encourage you to check that out. There's all kinds of other stuff, but it's you get commercial-free podcasts, and you get to watch the program. You get to watch video of what we're doing, so you can see what we're wearing. It's very exciting. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with Victoria Jackson.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Imagine an entire nation that can boast the world's lowest heart disease rates, lowest cancer rates, lowest type 2 diabetes rates, lowest obesity rates, lowest dementia and Alzheimer's disease rates. This is not an unattainable goal. The Keto Zone diet can get us there. In the newest book from best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert, the board-certified physician outlines fluctuating and failing nutritional guidelines, the science behind ketosis, and what it means to live in the Keto Zone. With step-by-step instruction, practical shopping guides, and a 7-day menu plan, you'll be fully equipped to make positive changes and quickly see incredible results. And the results are astounding. Reduced cravings, 1 to 3 pounds of weight loss per week, more energy, improved memory, zero brain fog, and the elimination of countless diseases. Achieve optimal healthy living with Dr. Colbert's Keto Zone Diet. Learn more at ketozonediet.net and get your copy now wherever books are sold.
Join the glorious uproar of creation with a new documentary, The Riot and the Dance, in theaters one night only on Monday, March 19th, including an exclusive post-show event featuring Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, hip-hop artist Propaganda, and author and Salem radio host Eric Metaxas. The Dove Foundation states that The Riot and the Dance honors and celebrates God, the great designer, and it will thrill the entire family. For more information and theater locations, see riotinthedance.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Not only do we have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. We are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as our Solaire infrared grills, so they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. We have gas and electric models to suit most installation needs, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Learn about these amazing grills and heaters at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Roller coaster,
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As I hope you know, I'm sitting here with Victoria Jackson. Vicky.
Buddy.
We have a live audience here in Nashville. Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
Like fun, nice people. Most of them are nice, I assume. I assume they're nice.
One guy's on his telephone.
Who knows what they're talking about? They're
out there.
I know. They're just thinking these are seats. I want to sit down and whatever. I'll endure the show if I have to. But that's okay. I am talking to you, my friend, about your book, which is called Lavender Hair.
Yes. Hair is very important.
We've talked about this book before, but I'm assuming that there are many people listening to this program who've never before heard us. Maybe they don't even know you. They don't know me. I'm Eric Metaxas. This is my show. You're most famous for having been on Saturday Night Live for 6 seasons, but you've done tons of stuff. And now you're my friend, and you've written this book called Lavender Hair, which is 21 Devotions for Women with Breast Cancer, because you dealt with that a couple of years ago. 2 years ago, I saw you here, and you were bald.
That's right. You were
wearing a wig.
No, was I?
I think.
I had a hat on.
No, a hat. That's right.
And I had my ukulele for some weird reason, and I assaulted you with a song.
I don't remember it that way.
It was a really nice ditty I wrote.
You didn't assault me. We were having dinner with your husband, and I asked you to play it.
Okay.
You see, you always put
Is
this
that
negative.
The way you remember?
You always put this negative spin, like you imposed yourself. Like you're some talentless bum who's just like annoying people. When I'm the one that sought you out, and I was so happy you had the ukulele, and I'm so happy you played the ukulele and you brought it and you played the song, and I posted it on my Facebook page, and it was like people loved it.
Thank you.
So you remembered everything totally wrong and negatively.
No,
why
my
is
husband
that?
Was not there. It was your old producer.
I think you need deliverance. You have a negative spirit, a
no,
self-hating spirit
humility.
That needs to be cast out of you.
No, it's humility.
No, humility can go too far.
Okay. Well, anyway, if we run out of things to talk about, I have an Alec Baldwin story and a father dying story.
A father dying story.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound cheerful, but it sounds compelling. What do you mean you have a father dying story?
Well, my dad was a really interesting character.
He's the one that wasn't he your coach in gymnastics?
Yes, and he was in vaudeville, and he loved the Bible, and he used to witness to his gymnasts when he drove them to meets.
Wait a minute. Your father was in vaudeville?
Yeah. He did adagio, where you throw a girl across the stage and then a guy catches her.
That's called an adagio.
Yeah.
That's called abuse.
That?
What do you mean? Anyway, so your father was in vaudeville.
That's a good joke.
I know. Your father was in vaudeville, and
actually, gymnastics is abuse.
But it was
in the Tennessee, and like a week ago, my husband saved the article. I'm like, that's what's wrong with me.
What?
18 years of gymnastic abuse.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Osgood Schlatter's.
No, look,
delayed development, whatever you want.
Wait, you mean to say, you're kind of confusing things here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if I had a chalkboard, I would say we were just talking about your father, vaudeville. Mm-hmm. So you're saying in vaudeville he did acrobatic stuff, and then he became
a coach.
Gymnastics coach.
Yes, to make other people do those tricks because he was too old to do them.
Okay. So he became a coach, and he raised you, and he was kind of hard on you.
Yeah.
But he made you an extremely talented gymnast. And as a result of that, you got on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
And I thought, how can I use this gymnastic training? There is no place to use it in the normal world unless you become a coach or a doctor who molests his patient.
Right.
And so I thought of this idea, hey, what if I did poetry upside down? That would keep people's attention. That's how I got on Johnny Carson. So I used the handstand that I'd done for 18 years. I found a weird place to actually use all of this
But
skill.
Was this on the balance beam, or was this just a regular handstand?
Well, both, because when you're a gymnast, you do it on the bars, you do it on the ground, you do it on the beam. So I first did it on...
People can look this up on Google and YouTube. You are on The Tonight Show on a balance beam, reciting poetry.
Yes, 1983. But first I did it on the ground and said a poem, The Life of a Gymnast. And then he wanted me back. And he said, Johnny wants you back, but you have to do something really big. And I was like, I have no more material. So I thought, hey, what if I do my balance beam routine and sing a song at the same time because no one's ever done that. And so that was my third time on Carson.
To get on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you realize that no matter how hard I work, that's never going to happen for me. That's a pretty big accomplishment in life.
Yes, you won't get on him, but you could be him.
Because you are being him
right now.
I suppose so. The only thing that I don't really have
is the next Carson, Eric Metaxas. Let's give him this TV show, somebody.
I'm friends with Ben Carson.
Me too.
So
my dad was a character. He gave me a passionate love for studying the Bible.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and he taught Sunday school for 50 years.
50?
Yeah. And so when he was dying about 2 years, when I had cancer, it was a tough year. I'd never seen anyone die, and I thought there'd be angels in the room, but all of his gymnasts were grown up and gone. All of his Sunday school kids were gone. There wasn't an angel singing in the room that I could see, and death was ugly and icky. There was mucus coming out of his mouth and stuff, and he didn't talk, and he's quit eating. And my mother's mad that I wrote that in my book about breast cancer.
Yeah.
But when you are bald and you're on chemo, you're sort of thinking about your own death. And if you're watching your father's, you're like, okay. You have to mentally, prepare. Like, I can't wait to see Billy Graham and Jesus in heaven and my father. But everyone's kind of a little wary about the process of actually dying. Yeah.
Didn't Woody Allen say, he goes, I don't mind the idea of my dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
He probably said that.
They used to get big laughs back in the 60s.
It's too deep.
You're thinking about...
So I was watching my father, and I love him. Of course I love him. I spent every day after school with him. I'm like his son. And I was there.
Only his daughter. You know what they call that, right?
What?
A daughter.
Oh.
Jeez.
You're so funny today.
Oh, my gosh.
And my dad would love this interview. His last word was Vicky.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so sweet. That's incredible.
But the thing that hurts me is my mom, I left out one of the most beautiful stories about his death because I was rushing to finish this for my publisher.
The book, Lavender Hair.
He goes, you got to finish it before Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm like, okay. And am I going to get in trouble from my publisher? Okay. My publisher's Broad Street, and I love...
Your publisher's sitting here in the audience.
Yeah,
this is my show. They can jump in a lake.
I love my publisher.
Suzanne, I say that in love. So,
I love my publisher. They believed in me.
I know they believe, but they don't believe in you anymore.
They don't?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so anyway, he was rushing me. And so I left out this really good story, so I wanted to tell it publicly.
Well, this is as public as it gets. It's a radio program. We have dozens of listeners.
Okay, this is the story. My mother was the perfect wife. She was my dad. What did you just say? I missed it. Was it a joke?
I try.
What did he say? I was thinking about my mom.
I think I said, I said this is as public as it's going to get. We have dozens of listeners. It's my radio. Something like that. But anyway, imagine something like that, only funny.
And one guy on the phone still.
I know. He's on the phone. Hey, pal. You want to be in this audience?
It's okay.
I'm kidding.
He might be talking to an... I don't know.
Hey, buddy, beat it. Go on, beat it. If you can't listen. Now, could we please...
Okay, so here's the story. My mom is the perfect wife, the perfect homemaker, and adored my father. And she's grieving still, of course.
Of course.
They were married 60 years.
Whoa. Consecutively?
Yes.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yes.
Okay.
And she took care of him for the last 7 years. She was his nurse 24/7. She is an RN.
7 years?
He was bedridden.
For 7 years?
He taught gymnastics till he was 80, and then his body just was wearing out. And she took care of him bedridden for 7 years, which is hard.
That's truly, you talk about self-sacrifice.
And she held his hand when he passed into heaven. She was holding his hand because she could tell his breathing was getting funny.
Gosh. Yeah.
Okay, so the story that touches my heart is She texted me, and I live close by, and she said, Dad went to heaven.
Now, wait a second. This is the ultimate cliffhanger, because we're going to go to a break. This is too important to rush. So, folks, hold on. When we come back, I'm talking to Victoria Jackson about life and death and meaning and love and God. We'll be right back. Here again.
Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna... Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then a LicoChop.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm in Nashville with Victoria Jackson. We're telling a really, really important story. At least you are, Vicky. You're telling about your father's passing. This is very moving. So let's go back. You said that your mother was there.
Yeah, my mom loved him so much. And, I mean, he would do things like, he wouldn't say, Marlene, would you please go get the ketchup? She cooked three meals a day for him, ironed his clothes, et cetera, et cetera, like the women used to do, you know, in the olden days.
I suppose.
Yeah. But he would, like, go, catch up, and she'd jump up and go get it. Like, he didn't even say please.
Well, is it because he was so sick that
No, I'm talking about when he was well and healthy and young. Their relationship was kind of like, I kind of don't do that, but, you know. Anyway, so when he was dying, she was holding his hand, and she texted me and said, Dad went to heaven, and I jumped up, and I rushed over to her house a mile away, and I cried, and I held his hand, and we didn't know all those things you're supposed to do. I didn't know you had to call the police because of elderly abuse. There's actually a thing now where they come out to see if he died naturally or if someone did something. Of course, he doesn't have any money, so it's not like somebody wanted to inherit his millions or something.
Well, when people talk about all that stuff you have to do, I couldn't care less.
And we couldn't either.
And who cares? So
but we're
don't
just
even...
standing there. We're like, what do we do? And my husband's a cop, ex-cop. So he was like,
did you call the police department?
I'm like, why? I mean,
oh, you have to have somebody from the...
Yeah, anyway... So my mom, here's the what I wanted to get to. My mom started shaving him and putting cologne on him and brushing his hair to make him look beautiful for the strangers who were going to come and stare at him and take him away to do that again for his... We didn't have a funeral. We just, as a family, sang his favorite song, which was Andre Crouch, How Can I Say Thanks?
Oh.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? That was said. My dad said, that's all I want is just you to sing that. And we stood in the, you know, place where they put him in a drawer, and we just sang that, like, a cappella, our family. But just watching my mother shave him when he was dead, I said, Mom, can I take a picture? Because we take pictures of everything. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that would definitely fall under the category of everything.
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, is that weird, blasphemous to take a picture of someone who just died? Like,
it's not really blasphemous, but it's certainly odd.
It's odd, but you know that
and
movie?
And unnecessary.
You know that movie where Sally Field goes, this is the worst day of my life. Take a picture.
That was really good. See, this is why we need to have cameras. We should be doing this on Facebook Live or something, because what you just did with your face, microphones do not pick that
up. Well, people can imagine.
Really expensive microphones might have picked that up.
It's this really cute movie, and she goes, this is the worst day of my life. Take a picture. And, like, she's like, you know. So that was kind of like it. But watching my mother lovingly groom him, So that he would be respectable when strangers came.
That is so beautiful. That is absolutely amazing. Now, is that in your book?
No.
Your mother didn't want you to put that in the book?
No, because I was rushing and I forgot to put it in.
Yeah, but now it's on the radio program. Everyone just heard that beautiful story. Now they can buy the book and read the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I'll write a new book of the stuff I left out.
There's that much stuff?
Yeah.
But since, by God's grace, you don't have breast cancer anymore, what would be the thread?
And you have to shut the person's mouth because their mouth...
Yeah.
Goes open.
I sort of
and
knew
their
that.
Eyes.
And close their eyes.
And their eyes.
Right.
To be respectful for the picture.
Right.
Otherwise,
thanks for the tip.
You know, we have to be respectful of the dead, and I never been around dead people.
Right.
I never been in a war or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know the rules and all, but
that's the thing, is we live in a culture that really doesn't deal with death. We pretend that we can sort of get around it or avoid it somehow.
Yeah, we pretend.
And
it's
in the
not
past, there was more death. I mean, obviously, every person gets one death per person. But people died younger. People died more unexpectedly. It was more part of life.
Yeah.
And you had to face it. And that's not so much the case in our time.
And we hide it away now. I think they saw it more in front of them. I think when I die, I put in my book that I wanted, what's his name? This guy I met who's Billy Graham's cousin. He preaches around here at Music City Church. Their 5-year anniversary was this week. And
is he like in his early 60s?
No.
Because I know a number of the Graham family. So who is this? Is his cousin?
I got to think of his name. It's in the book.
Is he tall with a silver mane of hair?
No.
Is he short without a silver mane of hair?
He's just nice looking man.
Okay. And you want him to preach at your funeral?
No, I don't want a funeral, but I do want a reel of my best of entertainment moments to play on my website.
Just so people can cry? Thanks a lot, Vicky.
No, when I'm tap dancing and stuff. And then I want him to sing that song.
I think this is the 7-minute segment, which means we're out of time. A little Tom Jones, and we'll be right back with Victoria Jackson.
When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay? They live with pain. I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies,
yes,
right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all natural. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals.
Botanicals,
whatever the heck it is. It's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com, you get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. Relieffactor.com is the website. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Did I say it? Relieffactor.com.
Bob Jones University is committed to providing an outstanding, regionally accredited Christian liberal arts education, purposely designed to inspire a lifelong pursuit of learning, loving, and leading. Our highly credentialed faculty are committed to inspiring students both in and out of the classroom. That's why Bob Jones University pre-med graduates are accepted to med school within 1 year of graduation at double the national average. Visit bju.edu or call 800-252-6363 to find out more. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words changed the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-651-4888 now. That's 800-651-4888 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-651-4888 to learn more. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
She came with the rain, a scarlet ribbon in her hair. I never even knew her name. She just slipped away from me to who knows where. And if it weren't for the rain, she might.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Can people hear me? It's just like the microphone
who
suddenly did
singing?
Something weird. That's the Partridge Family.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean, oh?
I didn't have a TV. I never heard that song.
Well, you don't need to hear it on TV. You could hear it on the radio.
I didn't have a radio.
If you listen to my program. Okay.
It was a sin. When I grew up Baptist, it was a sin.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we didn't have a radio.
You were strict.
I know. So here's the song I want sung at my funeral. I bowed on my knees and cried holy. And I want Pastor Ben Graham from Music City Baptist to sing it. But I don't want a funeral. I just want to, I'm not sure if I want to be, I don't want to be burned up.
You don't want to be cremated?
Do you?
I think cremation is unbiblical. How's that? I know that a lot of people in my audience bristling. Bristle away, folks. Ask me if I care. I think it's unbiblical.
I think so, too. Now, why do you say that?
Well, for many reasons.
Jesus
now, look.
Jesus wasn't.
Jesus certainly wasn't cremated, of course, but no one in those days was cremated. Cremation was a pagan thing. The Bible teaches us to respect the body. Now, many of my relatives have been cremated, but I don't think it's the best choice. I think that the Bible talks about respecting the body. We're created in God's image. So I'm not going to give a fulsome defense of non-cremation at this point, but I do think that ultimately, in many churches, in the Greek Orthodox tradition in which I grew up, cremation is absolutely considered wrong. And it has to do with the sanctity of the body. It's the body is not nothing. The body
I'm
is.
I'm so glad we had this talk because I.
So let's promise not to cremate each other.
Yeah.
Deal? Is it a deal?
Yeah, I didn't want to anyway, but now I have a good you know explanation.
I mean, even if they put a gun to my head, say, "Now, come on, you got to cremate Vicky," I'm going to say no. No, I promised in front of a group of people that I would not do that.
And if you have to, wait till I'm dead.
Okay.
Okay.
True. Here, even better.
But here's the other thing. My dad wanted to be in a drawer, not under the ground. And how do you feel about the drawer versus the ground?
In biblical times, they didn't put people in drawers, so I'm going to go with ground. I think you could argue that these things don't...
But Jesus wasn't in the ground.
You could argue that these things don't matter terribly. I think... First of all, when you're dead, I guarantee you, you won't care. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you won't
care.
Do
you want to hear my Alec Baldwin story?
Oh, I would like nothing less or more than to hear
because I thought Stephen Baldwin was supposed to be here, so I could fill in with a Baldwin story.
Stephen Baldwin has time management issues. You got to give him grace.
Okay, I lost where it was.
Do we really want to end on this story? Is this really unpleasant?
Is this the Alec Baldwin
story?
No.
It's not?
No, he just, when we were working together one day, he said...
Where were you working?
Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
I think he was doing that Marlon Brando character, the bad boy on the motorcycle movie.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, that's I always think the Wild Bunch. No, is it, what's the Marlon Brando? The Wild One.
The Wild One.
Something like that.
I got the part of being on the back of this motorcycle,
right,
hugging him.
Right.
And so we were doing a little skit about that sketch.
Right.
And I had to kiss him, like, a lot of times. But anyway, we're sitting there waiting for lighting or something, and he said, "I don't know if this is appropriate for your show."
Well, we're all the way in now, so there's no going back.
And he goes, "Why are your boobs so big?"
You know, that, I think, in this day and age, would definitely be considered harassment.
It was kind of mean. It wasn't, like, flirting.
Might have been his crude way of flirting.
I don't think he was flirting.
If I were crude, I would flirt that way.
Yes, but I have a flaw of being transparent and oversharing. So I answered his question for a long, long time, told him my whole breast story from the age of zero. And it's not pretty.
You know, I'm not aware that any woman has a breast story or narrative regarding her breasts. I've just learned something.
Well, the thing is, nobody tells you when you are a girl that they're going, if they ever come, they're going to change a million times before you die.
And you want to know something? Most people, even if they could know that, might choose not to want to know it. For example, as I'm now choosing not to want to hear any more. Thank you very much. Okay, so...
Sorry.
Yeah. It's not fascinating. It's not. But that's not the reason. That's not the reason I don't want to hear about it.
I never saw any. I didn't have a sister. I didn't have a TV. I didn't know.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know they change all the time.
You know what? Neither did I. And I've watched tons of TV. So thank you for that information.
Well, the end of the story is, like, my book's about breast cancer, so you can't mention breast cancer without saying the word breast.
You could try.
Okay, so basically, Alec, you know, opened that door. That was a long time
ago. Wait, what door? I'm unaware of any door that's been opened.
Well, he
just asked the strange question?
Asked me why they're big, so I had to explain.
No, you didn't.
What you should didn't. I have said?
You should have said, "Oh, thank you."
Oh.
Yeah. That's just to shut him up. I mean, because there's no response to a stupid comment like that.
Because they weren't mine.
Now I get it.
So I felt I couldn't say thank. And even if they were.
Well, wait a minute. Wait
God
a minute. Wait,
made
wait,
them.
Wait.
I didn't make them.
Hold on a second. If they weren't yours, whose were they?
It's a long, long, ugly story. Anyway, this
they might, weren't. In other words, what you're saying is that they weren't entirely natural.
Well, they were partially natural.
Yeah, that goes without saying. So that's a really dumb response.
Are you going to edit this and throw it in the garbage?
No. It's just.
It's riveting radio.
It's almost riveting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so Alec, end of the story.
So in other words, his question was not entirely ridiculous.
It was inappropriate.
Certainly inappropriate, but I guess what you're trying to say is there had been some augmentation.
Hey, should I put hashtag me too?
No.
I don't think so either. So I should have just said, that's inappropriate, and just changed the subject.
Of course.
But we had so much time to kill, and I was embarrassed, and I didn't want him to think I was a floozy.
And wow.
And so anyway.
You are.
In the end.
You know what you are? You're a piece of work. We're going to go to a break. We're coming back with Victoria Jackson. Who knows what she'll say in the final segment. Stick around.
I think we lost our audience.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
This is Jack from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks123.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks123.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks123.com.
Old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain.
We should just sing.
There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon.
It's hard to harmonize when Glenn Campbell is Wow, I'm in Nashville and we're singing. I'm a singing and Vicky's a singing and Glenn Campbell were a singing at some point and they made a recording of it.
And he's probably in heaven.
Oh, I would think he's in heaven.
I think he knows Jesus.
Oh, he loved Jesus. Absolutely. Yeah. He was outspoken about that.
And him and Billy Graham and my dad are together. My dad's probably teaching them a handstand right now.
Really?
Probably.
Well, I don't know if that's heaven. That's more like purgatory. Let's talk
about.
No,
it feels good. It feels good to go upside down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to learn to do that. Okay, so when we go off the air, maybe you'll teach me to do a handstand. Or if I get a TV show, that'd be a great place to learn a handstand. We've just got a couple of minutes left. Vicki, you said that the story had an ending. I'm not sure that I want it to go on, but perhaps we're done.
It has a good ending. The ending is I saw Alec Baldwin at the 40-year SNL reunion in 2015. And he walked
and
by.
And boy, had your breasts changed.
Well, you know, Christians are supposed to be modest, so no one's supposed to know they're changing except your husband, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
And the radio audience.
Yeah. And so Alec Baldwin walked by me and he goes, "Hi, Victoria." And he kept walking. And I was like, "Wow, Alec Baldwin knows me. That's crazy." And then I went, "I wonder why he walked by so fast." And I was like, "Oh, yeah."
Because think he's a communist.
No, because he was probably afraid I would keep talking about my breast story that I had started in 1988.
You know, that's very funny that that's what you thought.
No,
that is the dumbest thing. That is so ridiculous.
No, he's probably like, "Oh, I can't talk to her."
You really need deliverance.
But what I really...
There's a negative spirit. Because
the reason
he walked away from you is because he is incredibly left-wing, and you're incredibly right-wing, and he just thought, "I've got to get the heck out of here."
Yes,
I
want
to. That's why, Vicki.
I know. I put that in my book. I put that I really wanted to tell him why his socialist progressive views
are... Well, no wonder he ran from you.
...extremely dangerous for our country and our freedom, and that might be the reason...
And you think that backstage at an SNL reunion, like, that's going to get through to him?
No, that's why it's probably good he just said, "Hi, Victoria," and ran away.
Yeah.
But, you know, he either ran away because I talk too much or because he's afraid of my, facts about saving America with conservative values.
Okay, so it wasn't that he was afraid of hearing the end of the endless breast story.
That might have been the reason.
Wow. So we've really come to closure here. It's sweet. It's so sweet that we've come to closure here. So I guess we don't have time for any more breast anecdotes, so we're going to have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Vicki, it's always so much fun to have you here. Thank you for painting your fingernails, because I know that you really, when you do a show, now as soon as the show's over, is that coming off?
Not right away.
Good. Okay.
But I want to tell you, when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell Billy Graham. I might have told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you for being the opposite of Harvey Weinstein.
I don't think you want to say that in heaven. Jesus loves Harvey Weinstein. That's the subject for another show. Vicki, we love you. Thanks for being my guest. Folks, thanks for listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, "I'm not changing it."
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.